March 10th, 2010, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. Start out with John Coltrane doing Harmonique. And then we had an untitled third song from March 2010, John McIntyre session in Chicago, Illinois, with guests of mine, along with Tom Watson, Raul Morales, my missing man. Tomodachi. Light. Yeah. My brother, Tokyo Brothers. And also Kazuto-san and Gaichi. Of course, big team, the light team. The four on the stage, the two off the stage. And I'm not in Pedro. It's a Watt from Pedro show, of course, but I'm not in Pedro. I'm in Medford, Oregon, southern part of Oregon. And we're 6 gigs into an 8 gig tour, little tour. First time light on the west side of the U.S. So welcome, light.
Thank you.
To Nobuyuki, Akinori, Kozo, Goich, Kazuto-san. Respect. Yeah, you guys can say hi to Radio Land. Yeah. Okay. Okay. This song we just played here. Now we've been hearing you do live because of these 6 gigs, but you don't have a title yet.
Yeah.
Now, Light doesn't have a lot of singing in the show. Although, kind of with this song here, huh? We're hearing this
sampler,
right?
Yeah.
So, how do you come up with titles for your songs?
From small ideas. One song called Evening. So we made a song in the evening. So we decided to song make it.
The title.
Do you? But like this one ain't named yet. So the name always comes after.
After.
Or before.
Yeah.
Always after.
Always. Yeah.
Okay. So, that song happened to be recorded in the evening, so you said, hey, why not call it evening?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm wondering what this song
is going to be called.
Yeah.
What it will be called.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay.
That's all right. No pressure. No wait. Beautiful song. And like I said, we know it from hearing 6 times in a row now. This is the first day off we had, the only day off of this little tour. For you folks out there who don't remember, last May, I was on tour with Tom and Raul, and Light Brothers came and did the first U.S. gigs ever. It was New York City, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit. And before that, right before joining us, I think it was Cinco de Mayo, they come? May 5, right? So they were in Maryland, and they did 4 songs, which became... The Sun Sank EP?
Oh, yeah, called Turns Red EP.
Oh, Turns Red, that's right. And there's a song
the
called...
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I kind of knew that when I fucked it up. So same plan this time. Because what I thought was very important that you should see that part of the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I wanted those folks to see you too. But I thought, maybe you should see where we live, on the west side, left side. And so you came out here, but the same plan, you come over here and you record, and then you join us. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking about this. You like the idea of recording in U.S.? Mm-hmm. Like the people, or situation, or is it different than recording in Tokyo?
Yeah, I think both. I'd like to do recordings by John McIntyre.
Ah.
Yeah. So I want.
Who did the one in May?
Sorry.
Back in May.
In Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Who was that?
Jay Robbins.
Okay. Same idea. You know these guys from their other work.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I want to work with them.
Yeah, so it lines up with a tour, and they come over and
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand a little better now. Because I think it's very interesting. A lot of people would think, too much pressure. We got to do a tour and stuff. Now we got to record also.
Yeah, we got to go to this other place and get set up.
But you guys, no problem.
Yeah, I think it's a good timing to do both things.
Yeah.
Focus, really focus.
Smart.
Like record, because recording is, it takes a lot of effort, you know, a lot of focus.
And if you want to record with a U.S. guy,
mm-hmm. it's a nice,
why not do it when you're in the U.S. to do these gigs?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Right? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But that's what you did, and it's great. And I haven't really heard the recording, and you know, I just heard this, and I've heard the gigs. Now, you people out here got to understand, these cats didn't even bring their equipment, except some guitars, right?
Right.
Some bass. But they're using our drums, our amps. And it's great.
Yeah.
Play. I like this idea. Some people are so precious about their equipment, you know, oh, I can only do this. And you don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, it's great. It's about music, right? Not about machines, mm-hmm. objects.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, a great thing. So, Jay Robbins, last May, John McIntyre this time, here in March. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah. Both U.S. guys, different towns, mm-hmm. different kind of studios. Oh, were the studios different?
Sound, different sound. Different vibe.
Yeah, because so this time we made our song, which is, we used our synthesizer a lot.
Yeah.
So I knew John McIntyre is a very good at it.
Electronic, yeah.
He knows about synthesizers and stuff, yeah.
Last one, Jay Robbins won the Maryland. That's the first time I kind of heard synthesizer with light.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I first heard light, it was a two guitar bass drum band. Mm-hmm. And so the first time I hear it was the stuff you guys did last May.
Oh, yeah.
But this one, even more synthesizer.
More, yeah. So,
So next time.
But it's still, it still sounds like light to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it still sounds like light. Just like trying some different things.
Mm-hmm.
My first experience of light. Was Nez, Transduction Records,
yeah. uh-huh.
and him putting out, Filmettes?
Filmettes,
yeah. So that's my first hearing. Then I get to tour with you and play with you, so I get to hear the songs. And interesting, it's always light to me, just different, like going to different places. I find it interesting. Okay, so what about studio difference?
Studio?
With the John McIntyre Soma?
Soma. Yeah.
And Jay Robbins name?
I don't know what's
the studio name.
Studio name.
Baltimore. Press is Baltimore.
Yeah, that's the town. But what was the name of the studio?
I forgot.
Okay.
Let's come up.
Let's go up. Can't remember. Can't remember.
I can't even.
Can't remember. Zero, remember?
That's a good name. That's a good name. Sorry, Studios.
Is a great name, I think.
Sorry.
I'm just curious about it. I mean, this is just one side that, like, we weren't involved in, because you guys both times did this before you met us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You do your recording, then you come play the gigs with us. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know, except... Yeah, you play the songs,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I know what they did in the studio.
God bless you.
About touring, U.S.,
mm-hmm.
first time May, second time now, different parts of U.S., is there a difference?
Yeah, a difference.
Like
part of the country, the people different, or clubs?
Towns?
Cities.
Weather?
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah. Weather is completely different from New York, yeah. So it's very, always fine. It's, very good to be here.
The West?
Yeah, West Coast.
Okay.
A lot of driving.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing about the West, further apart towns.
Mm-hmm.
East, closer towns. Did you notice?
Long drives here.
Yeah.
More hell ride.
Yeah.
More hell ride.
Between towns. It's just back there. Sometimes I thought, even when I was young punk rocker, and man, if I lived east, the gig's so much closer.
Easy drive.
But the heavy weather.
The weather.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, you know what I mean? Very simple weather for us a lot of the times. Back there, hell summer, hell winter, so maybe tough.
Yeah,
we have a saying in English, the other man's grass is always greener.
on the other side.
That means like somehow, because you're not used to it, oh, it must be better.
Yeah, your neighbor is.
Mm-hmm. Kind of envy, jealous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I understand.
It's better than here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Uh-huh. It's no, a silly thing. I like playing everywhere and stuff. But I was wondering to you guys, what's the difference? Because you're, from another land.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to U.S. now, you know two parts. And so I was wondering on the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What about audience or club?
Oh, there's... So American audience is completely different to Japanese audience.
No, but what about in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah.
Between west side, east side. Is it different or kind of close?
Yeah, I think it's kind of close.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's because we are from Japan.
Yeah, it's closer than from Japan to the U.S.
Yeah, your audience is U.S. audience.
Although you said last night that the audience in... or no, maybe it was not last night. Maybe it was...
Whatever, it's not important.
That they sat, they really listened to the music. Was it you or we were talking about how it seemed more like a Japanese audience. Maybe they listened to the song
and
they
clapped,
very listened, and then you know.
Oh yeah, I think seemed, so.
Yeah. Or maybe it was in Sacramento.
Yeah, just very close to the...
You said it was more like a Japanese audience than a regular U.S. audience.
Oh, yeah. I think the people living in the city center is very similar to...
Yeah. To Japan. Than the outer
area.
Japanese people go to the show, just the show.
Right.
And I think the U.S. people come to the show is on the...
To party.
Drink and a beer.
Do a little socializing.
Yeah.
Get away from, you know.
Mm.
So the band's just on the side.
Yeah, band is just part of the game. That's an excuse. Soundtrack. That's an excuse.
BMC.
To go. To have a beer.
Yeah.
Background music.
BMC.
But you know what? maybe some of that. But I was there watching people watching you, and they were watching.
Mm.
Some people are just doing their own thing, yeah, you're right. But other people, a lot of people didn't know about you. Not a lot of hype, not a lot of writing and stuff like this. So they knew you only by your playing. And I saw their interest grabbed every gig by your playing. Not being told, hey, you should like them. And you're kind of unknown. Hey, we're going to see this old punk dude. And they got these guys opening up, okay. Wow, now they're playing. And I could just see their focus. So that comes from your playing. And I thought that was very honest. And maybe even if they came just to drink and party and stuff, also, whoa, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I could just feel it. A lot of focus on you guys. Between songs, you can tell if people not too into it, talking with each other like this. There wasn't a lot like this. They were watching you. They were listening to you.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't because they were told to listen. It's because from what you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play some music.
in a loss, lit up the sky burning gold. Spark went out, still I hold. I got all my rockets, all my rockets, all my rockets there for you. All my rockets, all my rockets. Rock.
mentally and retarded, they were the best of friends. So when mentally needed some inspiration, he knew on Ed he could depend. You see, retarded was as positive a fellow as any man might be. And if ever there was a person who needed that, it surely was mentally. Mentally, he created art, some say the finest in all the land. But others would say, that's not art, just the rantings of a madman. Retarded, he'd defend his friend, defend him religiously. Of course it's art, and it makes me smile, like the sunrise above the sea. Mentally and retarded were dismissed by most. Everyone just wrote them off as delusional, simple folk. Still others said, Ed Lee's work was genius. They see more than we see. And all of this is despite or because of their insanity. Insanity, Lee screamed out loud. Insanity's just a myth, he said. Retarded, just danced a jig. Yes, mentally's face turned red. Well, who am I to judge the lives of Ed and Lee? It seems that just like art, mental health is man's struggle to be free. Well, who am I to judge the lives of Ed and Lee? It seems that just like art, mental health is man's struggle to be free.
Walk from Pedro show. We started off with some music by some friend of Tom's. What was the name of that band? The Best of All. Tom had a band with this lady, Sandy Yang. She's in Taipei right now, and there's a song from her called Ideals. And an interesting thing about Sandy Yang is she's buddies with Cap Beefheart. And you tell story, Tom. They were riding to a gig.
I don't get jealous of people very often, but like if Don Van Vliet calls and,
why are you talking to me?
Hey, Sandy, what's going on? I had some envy there.
Once I talked to him, there was a, Christine McKenna was interviewing him, and people could call up, right? That album is strictly personal. Mm-hmm. When I was young and I opened it up and they got those, just the scariest shit out of me. So I asked him, what was all that about? He said, it's nothing. there's stuff laying around, we put it on. I should never ask because it's a huge mystery to me.
Yeah,
so I actually talked to him a little bit. Not like Sandy. Sandy's a buddy, right?
Or like Don called him.
He called her.
Yeah, he called her.
Called her. And just what? Well, how you hanging?
What's going on? What are you doing, Sandy? Hey, how you doing? You playing a gig? Okay, cool. Hey. I kept trying to get Sandy to get him to flow some lyrics, but...
And then we heard something from Wire Pony, a song called All My Rockets. Now, Wire Pony, Patrick's boy,
right?
San Diego, a cat who came as Casbah. Yeah, maybe this will come in when your sons are making records.
His son.
His little boy.
Yeah,
19 Tom. Years old now.
19 years old, and the bass player is old. Yeah, so that is a trip. That's a trip. You never think about that, huh? Like rock and roll or this stuff
is
for your young thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Your own thing. And your kids, like Haru, huh? Akinori, maybe you play in a band with Haru down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's like the drums.
That's what Patrick's doing with his boy here. So then we heard rock and roll devil music from Ted Kaine and the Beardsmiths. And then the Ballad of Mental Ree and Retard Ed by Philzy Phils. And finally, Debu by the Debu. And Debu is Japanese language for not skinny.
All right.
We were talking earlier about these six gigs and what everybody's favorite gig was. So I'm going to talk about that now because like an idiot, I didn't have the show going. So, Brother June, your favorite gig of the six?
Six shows?
Yeah. We played what? Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, California?
Yeah, I like the San Diego and Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Galita.
Yeah.
Kind of in the Santa Barbara area.
California. And yesterday.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Every show.
That's half of them, three of them.
Yeah.
But I said your favorite.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Every show. I said the three shows.
Okay.
San Diego, Santa Barbara, and yesterday.
Yeah. Nobuyuki?
Mine's Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Goleta.
Yeah, Goleta. Yeah, because it's a small stage.
Yeah, we should talk about Galita gig. Yeah. Very, probably the smallest of all the gigs, and the stage was tiny.
Yeah.
And they even added.
Yeah, they screwed on like another.
A place called the Mercury Lounge, which is interesting too, because Mercury Lounge was your first gig ever in the U.S., but the New York City one.
Oh, yeah.
Texas Deli.
Last year's,
yeah. Yeah. Is that trippy? Same name.
Mm.
No connection, though.
Yeah.
And, Kozo. Favorite of six?
Yesterday,
San Francisco. Yeah, Kozo joined us last night.
Yeah.
He was kind of forced to. I grabbed him and said, you're coming up here.
Sorry.
You're going to play with us.
Yeah.
One big A chord.
A chord.
For Akinori. What's your favorite?
My favorite is Gorilla.
Gorilla, yeah. Okay. Very sweaty, of the six, most sweaty, right? Less air.
So I can move
at all. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Same with me. Tom, were you... You must have had that situation because you were on that side where behind you was no stage.
Yeah, there's a hole. I kept falling in the hole.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, part of the show. You know, didn't break my ankle. Like,
Gooch.
Gooch.
Yeah.
Favorite show.
Yeah.
And LA.
LA.
Yeah.
Okay. They we played in a place where I never played, you know, and I've done a lot of LA gigs in K-Town, this place called Bootleg Theater. And I guess it was built for like plays and stuff, but they've been having gigs, and it was a good gig. You guys were tearing up. And we had a very creative, interesting performance by Willie, and not on stage, in the crowd, with the help and stuff. We should talk. You're new. You weren't here in May.
Last year, when they
came to East Coast. Yeah. How long? This is a knob man, sound man for Light. Mm-hmm. So how long you been with the band?
1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You didn't come with him to the last tour we did in the East Coast.
He
wasn't part of that.
Yeah.
No.
Or maybe he was there and I didn't notice.
No, he wasn't part of the tour, that tour. He didn't come to that part. But he already played. He was already with you.
He was doing it with you in Japan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He lives in Osaka.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's very far from Tokyo. We
yeah, yeah.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
When he do a gig in Osaka, he was a man.
How did you meet him?
Katsu's company knows him, so he contacted her to him, and then it happened.
Because when I toured with you, Masayuki. But now he's back, you got it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's why you put the word out, Kazuo-san, the sound man, huh? Okay. I think good match, good partner.
Yeah.
I like Masayuki's sound too, but great job.
Yeah.
Kazuo-san, your favorite gig?
My favorite is San Diego.
San Diego, Casbah.
San Francisco.
Bottom of the hill.
Yeah. Los Angeles, too.
Los Angeles. Yeah. Bootleg Theater. Mm-hmm. Okay. Raul?
The Casbah, like I said.
Casbah in San Diego.
Their reception was great.
Yeah.
People loved them. I thought they played well. And also yesterday. Bottom of the hill.
Because
of Steve McKay.
Last night was amazing.
Steve McKay.
Oh, yeah, Steve McKay. We had the Stooges Sex Men join us for four songs. Mm-hmm. Tom?
I think Casbah was the most...
San Diego.
It felt really good. Both bands felt really good. It sounded good. Good energy in the room with people. And it was a rainy night, so it was kind of a fun show, even though it was wet. And I got to sleep in the motorhome, too, that night. Which is also
Chuck's brother
nice,
Chuck.
Nice little experience. Goleta was
in Allied Gardens.
Yeah. Goleta was nice because I saw Mark Vidal. I haven't seen him in like 20 years.
Okay, I said I liked all six. Yeah, Earl Liberty, the second bass player for Saccharine Trust, came to Sargent.
Yeah,
that was great to see him again. I liked for some reason Sacramento. I felt more. I liked all six very much for different reasons, but as far as I'm concerned. Being loose and not so uptight was Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I think it helped me for last night even be loose. In fact, this morning or last night, I had Itai and ankles and knees, which meant I was moving them a lot. You guys probably don't get sore like that. I do.
In the cold weather, too.
If I don't use them, they don't get so sore. But if I use them, I know I used them. Because, I feel even older.
San Francisco was good, too. That was a great show.
It was great. I think more confident. At first, Arizona, well, I have to tell you, the dynamic with Missing Men, before you guys came, I only did two gigs with them. in 4 months. Hmm. Lou Barlow took them. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
When I played with you back in May last year, well, right before I met you, I met up with you and played the 5 gigs. We did 9 gigs with Dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
The bass player, Dinosaur. Uh-huh. Lou Barlow?
Mm-hmm.
He asked me, Mike Watt, I have a solo album. Can I borrow your Missing Man so they can tour with me?
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So for the last 4 months.
Wow. Lou Barlow. Yeah.
Yes.
We did two tours.
We can so, use the same name, you know. So yeah, it's part of the...
Mm-hmm. So, I did, while they were gone, Second Man gigs. Pete Mazin's Jerry Trebitich. You might have met Jer because he was at the Sacramento gig.
Yeah, the hair.
He was recording, yeah.
Mm.
Socket Man.
And very soft voice.
No, it's the opposite of soft voice.
Sarcastic.
No, ironic, not sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Ironic. So, it was a different experience. But one day, I want to... yeah, you would like to check out this band. This band is Organ. Maybe Kozo with the synthesizer. Mm-hmm. Would be digging on the organ. And not a synthesizer. It's kind of... when was it built?
B3?
64? 65? Oh, it's an oldie. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
When I first started playing with Raul, it was with Pete. Mm-hmm. Actually, Raul played with Pete before he played with Tom.
Yeah.
Because original Second Man drummer couldn't tour.
Much
so I had to get Raul.
Jerry.
Too much work.
Well, they're both longshoremen, and they both have families. So it was hard for them to get away.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Raul, Pedro guy, I found out about this singing going on from Vinny Vegas, a cat in my town. I was so busy touring and stuff, I didn't understand in my own town, young people were new punk scene.
Oh, yeah.
And Raul was part of this. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, I want a guy from my town, but from the newer.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not, our scene in the old days was so small. Mm-hmm. That reactionary thing, that was a trip. Some people came from the old days that were there. Uh-huh. Huh?
It's still small.
Rich Wilder, Alma.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Louis, or Mad Maxwell. There were some cats, John Blazing, Georgie King.
It's still a small scene in San Pedro.
Still a small scene.
Different people.
Mm-hmm. But it was a different, yeah, because, you know, time comes. Mm-hmm. So that was the band I was with. So I was rusty when we did this Arizona gig in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we only had 2 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of rusty, a little scared. But I was very excited to play with you. So I tried to bring it. Mm-hmm. Interesting about that. You would think after doing a lot of years of gigs, I wouldn't get so scared, huh? I do.
I get scared all the time.
You ever get scared? June.
What?
You get scared?
Ready?
Nervous?
Kawhi?
No. When?
For gig.
No.
Never.
Never. Not never. Sometimes when we play a one-man show in Japan.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes a little nervous. But big festivals, I'm not nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, because one-man show in a crowd just want to listen to the hours only.
Ah.
Just a little nervous.
Yeah.
For me. A little more critical.
You feel pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like smaller the gig, the more pressure. You know, the bigger it's like...
Kozo, you ever get nervous?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No problem.
You get nervous sometimes?
Yeah.
You get nervous?
Yeah, I get nervous sometimes because So when you play the song, which I don't, we have no confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's new.
A newer music, maybe.
Yeah. So we have when you have a good song, which is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to play all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. I can know.
You
ever get scared?
No.
Never. Because balls like church bells?
Sometimes. Like church bells. No, golden eggs.
No, that's a figure of speech. They're not actually that big.
Like church bell. Church bell. You know.
It means very brave person.
Quasimodo.
Very brave person.
Notre Dame.
Some people are like this. I think some people... are born entertainer, maybe. Yeah, no fear.
I'm a lot more
D-Boom
nervous
was pretty,
if I'm not playing.
D-Boom was pretty hard charger.
If I'm playing, I don't have...
He didn't seem like he was ever afraid.
I'm more afraid.
It doesn't seem
playing.
Like he's afraid. Iggy-san does not seem afraid.
Yeah.
You know, some cats, I think, just... But whatever, everybody's different. I'm just curious. Sometimes, I don't understand why I get scared. It seems like it's going to happen every 12, 13, 14 gigs. It's going to happen. Yeah, a little one, a big one, no matter. I know the songs, I don't know them, I don't know why. And what I have to learn to do, I mean, even after all these years, is once it starts...
You start feeling it coming?
Fight it.
Yeah.
But and not give in to it, because it makes a terrible gig. I was in your land playing Jim O'Rourke, Pikachu, Afriample, and Akira Sakata, incredible sax man.
Yeah.
And... I got afraid. And I wasn't even afraid until the first note.
Oh, first note.
Yeah, up to that I was ready to go, everything. And then, bang. And that man, he was sucking shit through Soda Straw. Bad. Bad. And I was like, why couldn't I just face myself and say, stop, why? Get it together. So, I have a lot of learned stuff. I like your confidence. I ignore it. Good. Do you ever get scared to mix a show?
Anything.
Every time?
Yeah.
You feel the pressure? Yeah. Okay. So you're like me then. It's trippy, huh? It's trippy.
You also sleep before a gig, so it's like you're coming out of this other place often. You're not really...
Sometimes I didn't sleep before that gig in...
But a lot of times...
Where was that? I think it was Shibuya. It was a place called... No. It was a new pad. The promoter man put out the Kill Your TV.
No.
What was the name of that?
Shibuya West.
No. No. Maybe it was a Shibuya. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Fever.
Fever.
Not Shibuya.
Shinjuku?
Shindaida.
Yeah.
Shindaida.
Okay. Shindaida. Maybe first time I played there, then, that area.
Yeah, we never played there.
No. Well, it wasn't the venue fault. It was me. I got scared, I promise. That's why... I tell you, Tom, it helps with cats like you when you bring it. It's like, I want to be part of that, too.
Yeah, you do bring...
Maybe I felt pressure. All three of those people speak... You know, Mr. Sakata, Jim-san, right? Great music. And I got, I don't know why. It was, you know, irrational, this word. It means it doesn't make sense.
You're rational.
You can't tell where the fear is coming from. Yeah, you can't tell. But I think I felt, I had to do good for him. Of course, I want to do good for everyone. But maybe I felt all of a sudden very small. Yeah. It was kind of a terrible thing. But. I've learned
true.
To laugh at it.
Playing after light is also a humbling
experience.
You know?
But it really charges me up. I really want it. Reminds me of the old days, doing a gig with Black Flag or Meat Puppets or Whisker Du. It's like you're with your friends, man.
Also, you're playing with someone that it's a show together. We're not competing. Like, there's no competition. It's just like we're a unit to try to keep the music as good as we can make it. You know,
it reminds me
of
old days.
It's like, let's keep it there, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like you play like really old days, but there's a weird spirit like this. We say, comradeship, together.
Kind of like in Sacramento, you know, this band, Terra Melos, we played with, and then you played, and then we played. It's kind of...
Well, they were actually their buddies.
I know, it's a very high level you've already got to, and then we got to come on after you and Terra Melos. It's like, you know, it's a high...
That was their buddies, though.
I know.
And that's one reason why I put Sacramento on this tour, so we could play with your buddies. They brought them there to do three gigs. Their land. And now these guys, I got an email from Nathan.
Nathan, yeah, bass player.
Oh, the Nathan.
And he wants to sample some of my words for a song of theirs, so that's a trip. So you have to record this new song, please. Next two shows. We have two more shows to do. Portland, Seattle.
Seattle.
And then you're going to go home, and you got some gigs coming up, right? May?
Yeah, May 1st.
Early May. Okay.
And hopefully we get to go over there in October.
Yeah, we got a plan for that. Yeah. October?
That would be
man.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
In fact, as far as Missing Men goes, we'll have the third opera done, and first time play for people will be Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for U.S. people. I do it first for Japan.
Japan first.
Yeah, I've never done that before, so why not?
I'm really proud
of I've never done that. So I try it. And, I feel brave. When I play with the light, I feel more brave. So I thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. About that. Last time, I think you were in the studio when I had you on radio show. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And not everyone was there. I want to know a story a little bit about how everyone got into music. Is that okay? Can I ask you about that stuff? Mm-hmm. I think I like to do that a lot with my show because I think everybody has their own path, their own journey in music, how they got there. And some people might think there's only one way to do it. I don't think so. So I have everybody tell their stories a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to do that, that'd be neat. We'll do it in the next hour, though. Okay. It's been the first hour, March 10th, 2010. Wow, Pedro Show. Hold tight for our
dos.
Or what? Me?
Me.
No, that's cool. March 10th, 2010, second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. Start second off, hour off with Gun by Blacktooth, which I was telling Brother June, bass player from Serbia named Koya, who's incredible. Good cat. And then cat who lives here in the U.S., Bertram Turetsky, with Lou Harrison, a song called Lou Harrison, who I got to meet. And what they call it is extended technique. That means like you go beyond the way it was supposed to be done. Or it has been done. So he plays on the other side of the bridge and all this stuff. Yeah. He plays a stand-up. He's had pieces written for him. He's a virtuoso. Good. Great cat. Nice man, too. And then we heard Entryway by Exion. Speaking of Entryway, how did you get into music? How did you end up on bass?
I was 12 years old. Mm. And I start to play the guitar, just the guitar. But when classmates start to the band,
yeah.
But just the classmates play the guitar only.
Right.
Every guy has a guitar.
Everybody's on guitar.
Yeah, that's not band. I play the bass. That's why.
Okay. Okay. How'd you hear bass? You know, in a band. The bass was mysterious for me because of arena rock. I couldn't tell what bass was.
Yeah,
it was hard for me at first. So D Boone's mother said, "You're a bass player." So I got it.
You play guitar? No.
I didn't really play. I got into music to be with D Boone's. Mm-hmm. And his mother says, yeah. "Okay, you be the bass." Because like every band had a bass player, right?
Oh,
she wanted us to play in the house after school and not get in trouble. So, different thing. That's interesting. So you did bass because no one else was. Actually, there was a lot of that in the old days. So many people on the guitar. And, yeah. You got a great style.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have heroes? Bass heroes?
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, I was hoping you get the check in the mail.
Kozo, music. Your journey.
How did your journey start
in music? Young?
When junior high school,
yeah.
I start. My brother has guitar.
Ah.
You play his. Play.
Okay.
When he's away, when he's out doing something else, you play his guitar. When. Your brother was away, you pick up the guitar and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to be like him?
Yeah.
Ah, his older brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he teach you?
No.
You learn yourself.
You saved my
life. Right. Any guitar hero? Back then, back when it started.
Is it many?
Maybe not. It's okay.
Tom Morello.
Tom?
Tom
Morello. Yeah. Respect. No, that's okay. Yeah, Tom Morello, very good.
Yeah.
Big respect.
Some good sounds.
Yeah, wild. Wild. W.K.?
Yeah, mine is the same as Kozo's.
You had older brothers?
Yeah. My older brother.
Went up playing with Kozo's brother when they ran. Yeah. Play basketball.
Yeah, but I was, I liked reading a music book, like merchandise stuff. Yeah, very music.
What do you mean, like catalog?
colored and a musical book.
Yeah.
So I want to have a guitar.
Oh yeah.
To be cool, you know.
Sure. Any Guitar Hero?
I don't have any Guitar Hero.
When you started?
I don't know why.
No, you don't. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Akinori?
Right now I was junior high school.
Junior high?
My friends told me, please join our band.
We need a drummer?
Yeah.
But did you ever play drums?
No, but at the time I used to play Japanese traditional drum.
Taiko?
Taiko?
In festival. Taiko. A rock and roll drum set.
No. Okay. Just like traditional drum.
One big drum.
So it wasn't difficult for me to change. Start drum.
Probably a little easier than if you would have came from a harmonica.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's still rhythm.
And he has the own drum kit, his house. Yeah, Japanese house is very tiny and
quality. Oh yeah, right. Our dad has drum kit.
He has one. So he's making noise every day.
Did you have Drum Hero?
John McIntyre.
John McIntyre, wow. So for you to get to record with them was a great thing, right?
I used to play Tortoise Copy Band.
Tortoise.
In a band that did covers of Tortoise.
Like tribute.
Yeah.
Tribute to them.
Maybe 6 years ago.
You've only been playing 6 years?
No, he was in the band 6 years ago.
Copy band.
Yeah. And that's kind of complicated music to learn.
Because
there are two drummers, you know.
Yeah,
well, more than two. Any one time, you know, they move around.
Deutsch, how'd you get into mixing?
I studied in club.
Yeah. Sound. 10 years ago. What got you into it? Somebody said, hey, would you mix for us? Or did you have an idea? I want to do that.
He learned a lot of things from a club.
I'm
wondering what made him
why you want to do this.
Want to play bass,
you know, what was the big like you love music, you know.
You like the gig, so you want to be part of the gig. Right? Okay. So like, if I learn this, I can be part of the gig. What is like playing a gig? Is like doing something for a gig? You think kind of like playing the gig?
Yeah.
Because my opinion, I always feel Sandman is almost like on stage with you.
Yeah, it's like a member of the band.
Yeah.
I always have big respect. Because a man on the stage cannot make the sound.
Yeah.
They can play with each other,
but
they can't hear what the people hear. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to trust the sound.
Yeah, we should trust. Present the music.
The sound man brings the band...
Understand how the club is working, mm-hmm. you know, the equipment, mm-hmm. controlling problems that might happen, making it sound as good as it can be.
Yeah.
Especially if he travels with the band, you know the music, and you know how to... It's almost like you're conducting the music, you know? It's almost like a conductor.
Yeah.
Like understanding how things are working and helping make it stay together as good as it can be.
But we really trust him, because... So if we don't have a good sound man, so when you do a rehearsal, sound check.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to outside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go outside.
Go outside and then check the sound.
Stand out there playing.
We never done that.
Yeah.
On this tour because we trust him.
Yeah. I do too. Mm. I do too. Because you're helping us too.
Do you got any Sandman hero?
Hero? Mixers?
Guy you look up to. Yeah, sensei. That man who showed you in the club?
Your friend from the club, the first...
hero.
Which club was it when you first started mixing?
In Osaka?
Yeah, Osaka.
Name?
Name called Sanho.
Sanho. Mm-hmm. And so who was the sound man there?
He's the first sound man in the band.
When I started this job.
Yeah. You were the first man. Mm-hmm. You mean you just started as soon as you learned you were the guy?
You just went right in. You figured it out. Yeah. Natural.
Right.
Natural.
No teacher.
So many musicians is my teacher.
Oh, okay. The bands you're mixing, they teach. Oh, okay. Okay, I understand.
I mean, in a way, it's like how music is recorded and produced on a record. There's a person that's involved in the production, like John McIntyre or whoever you're recording with, is helping translate what the band is doing from one perspective, sort of like a sound man.
Mm-hmm.
Like one person hearing what many are doing and making it focused, maybe, in a different way.
Mm.
Sort of like this, like a recording.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you influenced by recording technique or?
Sometimes.
Is a gig like a record? Not really, right?
Lab recording. I did only lab recording.
Ah, never studio. And kind of different situation, playing for people. Mm. When most people do recording, they're not playing for people.
Mm. Yeah, it's a difference.
I know myself, I act much crazier in front of people.
Oh,
in studio with no one looking, I'm a little calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the entertainment, it's not the show. You know, there's not.
That's why I said they're different.
Yeah.
Because it was hot. How'd you get into organizing?
Yeah.
How? How young? How old are you? Sorry. Younger.
Ten
years old?
Yeah, 12 years old.
You were putting on gigs?
Jesus. 12 years ago.
Oh, 12 years ago. Yeah. Hey, man, some dudes might start gigs at 10 years old. Yeah. What got you into it?
Play,
bass. You're a bass player. Great.
But after
you stop.
I interested in DJ.
Yeah.
I DJ and organize.
Organize. Gig.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, hey, I want to be a DJ. Let's put on a gig.
Yeah.
This is the way the early punk scene was.
Uh-huh.
You didn't really go to other people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't like it.
So
it was like, I'm going to put on my own show. Mm-hmm. This is our old days.
Oh, yeah.
D Boone at the Star Theater.
It's hard to
put on your own gigs. The other way is you're trying to please someone else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you do it yourself. You don't have to please other people. You're putting on the gig.
Yeah.
So self-motivated, okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like where we come from.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah. That's probably the best way to go. Oh, no, best, I don't know. But it's a good way to go because you're doing it.
It's from the heart.
Yeah, you're doing it because you really love to do it. Yeah. It's not about money or it's not about the, you know, the things that people often think they can gain from the music business, you know.
Thank you for, I got to ask my man. Raul?
I started doing bass too, just to be with a friend.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing as
like
you.
Me.
Really young, junior high school. And We did a one record with me on bass and 7-inch, but then we had a little hard time with the drummer in San Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided maybe I should try to play the drums. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of same decision to Akis.
Situation that they needed you. Mm.
Oh, they needed
you.
Rhythm section.
Tom?
I played when I was, I started playing guitar when I was 5, and it was because my father had a guitar, and I wanted to play the guitar like he did, but it's also because when I heard the first Beatles records, I remember hearing the sound of the electric guitar, and I wanted to make that sound, and especially certain sounds, like Paperback Writer guitar sounds, really distorted, Creedence Clearwater guitar sound, just remember as a little kid I wanted to make that sound. I didn't really know it was a guitar that was making the sound, but I just something made me want to do that.
Because your father probably didn't play that way.
He played a nylon string acoustic, but like they told me that I would always grab the guitar and want to be playing on it, you know, and then
His sounds wasn't like that.
No, he played like one string, open string, little like folk tune, you know.
Really?
But I
did he sing?
Yeah, he'd sing, but Spanish songs, you know, Mexican songs.
Yeah.
I remember hearing electric guitar, and that's the sound I want to make.
Oh.
And from then on, it was like, that's all I ever wanted to do, you know. Mm-hmm. It was never even a choice, you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm doing it, so.
That's great.
For a while now. Still doing it.
Since okay.
Five. It's been about 12 years.
Let's play some music.
It's been about 12 years.
He was
gonna kick me. No more boots are gonna kick me. My scars removed, skin repaired. The ground is softer and ocean more. The sound of traffic, a sonic grace, a question answered.
Milosrdenství dojdou. oslavení, kteří již protivenství trpí pro spravedlnost, nebo jejich jest království nebeské.
Well, I'm from Pedro's show. Played some music there. Friend of ours from Wilmington, Jack Brewer, band he's involved with called Sandbox, doing Richard Corey. Jack Brewer right now is part of a project. Both my second man, Missing Man, are helping Matt Waskovich in Cleveland out with called Toothless Grant. It's an interesting process. Chris Greer, John Pekovich, Fish Damore, Byron Coley also involved, or scheduled to be involved.
Yeah, scheduled.
And then Our Chords by a band from England called Now, because they can hear that. Coyote. No, not Coyote. Fuck, I can't remember. Tamate. First I said it in Spanish, you didn't know.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Shame. like.
Okay. No, big respect. Then we heard Takoyaki by Tunchi. And Takoyaki is a octopus all in the octopus balls.
Yeah.
Great chow, like on the street you would eat.
Yeah, it's from Osaka.
Osaka chow, love. But I've had it in Tokyo too, around the street. Remember when we played that gig in where Up lived?
Haichi. Yeah.
There was a cat selling takoyaki right outside. You know where I had some takoyaki? Sao Paulo, Brazil.
From?
In the Japantown. Oh, right on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. A little different.
Okayama?
Okayama, right. It's a
city, right?
Yeah. Famous too.
They have good takoyaki. Yeah. The side, you know, site.
Everywhere
they
say the
takoyaki.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Tokyo
and
Osaka.
Mm.
Osaka is
the
originality.
Yeah.
Originator.
Originator.
Yeah. And then we heard No More Hands by the Hair Puddle. And finally, Kazane na Hare, Plastic People of the Universe. They're a band from the 60s that under the old Czechoslovakia communist situation. And Intense Gats making music under not easy. You know, we can play there now, right? They had a divorce, so there's a Slovakia and the Czech Republic. And I talked to a guy there when I was in Prague last about those days. And interesting what they had to go through. And, yeah. I kind of like... But it's interesting, even though it's easier for people to make music, it doesn't seem like a lot of people don't try to be original with music.
Uh-huh.
Is this a problem, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not enough original music? You think problem?
It's not problem.
I think more people are making music than ever, mm-hmm. right? Musical equipment, more cheap, more econo, mm-hmm. ways to record. But sometimes some people don't try to. They want to play music people already like.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to push.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little bit of problem. I understand when you play for people, they want you to help them have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't want to be pushed into thinking hard.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that actually music has gotten to a point where, like, it's a broader understanding of like. Experimental music or original music, like in the past when we were first starting, it was a much broader or much a wider gap between common or mainstream music and underground music. Mm-hmm. It was a bigger gap. Mm-hmm. Now it's not as big of a gap. Mm-hmm. I think that there are a lot more bands, but there are a lot more people open to hearing more experimental mm-hmm. and new music. Yeah. So there are people like in Japan. Especially, I hear like there's so many original bands making new music.
But it's also they got a J-pop thing that is not very original at all.
It's a big audience.
And that what you would say is just a little bit bigger than underground scene.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I think there are a lot more people open to hearing it. There are more people who
than
are
in our days.
Open to
or like in the days of Plastic People of the Universe.
They should, but. To copy someone,
yeah,
I think it's not so bad thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to
yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, but if they enjoy playing,
right. Yeah,
yeah. Very important thing is to just enjoy playing. I think so.
Music is personal experience.
Oh yeah.
If so what if you decide that. You don't want to copy, is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people copy things that are really interesting because it's there's something, there's a reason to go in further down that same path, you know, because there's something good there. Mm. People want to keep going there.
Mm. What if they copy because they've seen people like this kind of music, and if they play it, then maybe they'll like them too.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's a good reason to copy music?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I don't know. I think maybe it's also, like, it's a problem because then you're, like, maybe it's like you're losing any sense of, like, your own personal, like, identity.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're not
trying. Yeah, we got an English word called pandering. Pandering means you do something because you want to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you think, I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you say things
people
but you feel important, you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
maybe problem. I know old punk scene was kind of like that.
Well, punk scene was weird because it was like that, but at the same time, it's like
they wanted to be excessive.
But also, there's a whole like category of like oddballs making music that had no connection to pop music at all, you know. And so it's like, you know, where do you find an audience for this? You know, you just find you playing to
other punks,
your friends, your other punks, other weirdos, and you know. But that's
okay?
Great too. You know,
that's great too. Okay?
I guess it's true. You play something you love to play and you enjoy doing it and it makes you happy. You should do it.
Mm-hmm. You mean if it doesn't make you happy, you shouldn't play?
Does it make you happy?
If it doesn't make you happy, you should not play. I kind of think that. Why do it? But
you just have to.
Sometimes you do it and you're not happy. I know. I was in a band for 10 years and it wasn't. I never was very often unhappy but made good music too. You know.
You think some people are in bands that are not happy?
Doing what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that ever happens?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and sometimes it makes great.
So music. Why are they in the band?
So.
You think? I mean, of course, it's just guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make new things all the time. Mm-hmm. So, because I got bored with playing the old song, mm-hmm. which is, I think it's a copies one.
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's my opinion though. So, if one make songs, many years later, so he noticed that was a copy. Wants to try another thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
To grow.
Yeah, and growing up is very important.
Yeah. Growing up, life. Good way to say it.
So I think we should growing up.
Yeah.
All the time, so to learn everything.
Yeah.
So I don't want to same thing all the time. So
yeah.
I want to try to new things all the time.
Well, what if doing the same thing made you happy?
Same thing.
If you kept doing the same thing over and over, what if that was enough to make you happy? Should you just stay doing that, or should you always?
Oh
try
yeah,
for
that's
more?
A very. I think it's a very complicated.
Yeah. What about if you're doing it because it brings you good lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a band that does the same songs, but many people like those same songs.
Keep doing it. Yeah, pays the bills.
Pays the bills, we say in English.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
Well,
I'm talking kind of cynical here.
Yeah, this is not really why we do this, you know, but I mean, sometimes this happens.
Yeah. Sometimes like you say, it's personal experience. I'm just curious. With the
or like as a band, you know, you grow as a band. You start learning how people play together and other people have ideas and it starts... growing into something bigger, you know.
You think it's important, the people
mm-hmm.
you're playing with?
Yeah.
Is it such a personal experience? Is it just you, or is it the people in the band?
Yeah, with our member.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people play with other people because they just can't do the drum and the guitar all at once, so they need someone to do the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm at the end of second hour of Watt from Peter Show, March 10th, 2010. Type for R3.
Yeah.
March 10th, 2010. It's third hour of the Watt from Peter Show in here. Second segment from Miss Pinhead from Asia segment. She's going to open your minds up to some music going on somewhere west of Pedro.
Today, every song is heavy, fast, punk, and made in Japan. And whatever you've heard that's new to you is used in Asia. Okay, we don't have much time, and I have a lot of song to play, so Mukai Shutoku, you first. Okay, welcome to the second episode of Pin from Asia segment. I am Pin, you can call me Miss Pin or Pinhead, you name it. And I'm from Taiwan. The first song in today's episode is called Numb Heavy Metallic by Number Girl. Number Girl was the band led by the king of today's Japan indie rock scene, Mukai Shutoku. Yeah, he's the king. Number Girl was formed in Fukuoka in 1995 and disbanded in 2002. Now Mukai has another band called Zazen Boys. Actually, last weekend, I myself and my friends all went to see his band Zazen Boys gig in Taipei. In my opinion, it was probably one of the best shows I've seen in Taiwan. Well, I think Zazen Boys routinely tour in the US as well, so if you're lucky, you'll witness how good they are playing live. And that guitarist, Yoshikane, aka the Casio Man, is awesome. Anyway, Mukai's music is extremely playful with style. He always has this kind of Matsuri singing style. Matsuri means songs being sung in Japanese traditional festivals. While Zazen Boys still bears this kind of Matsuri voice, but the overall style is way quicker and more complex than Number Girl. Here I have a track of Zazen Boys' live performance. The song is called Shigeki.
読み返る性的衝動、おーい超雲見る鉄まんじゅうのような雲が全く上手くなさそう桜色した大人びで首取りそうなくらいふっ飛ばして猫坂は釣りに行きたい墨田川に打ち上げられない大六本木は現実私今黒じっとしてる私即身仏のように ヒステリックな音楽的な基盤を持ちます浮き足だと俺の思考回路完全に立つ狂いながら文字を色の花もいまっ昼間のノーナックルまるで天下取った瞬間の将軍のよ Thank you. きちょろおい。
Next, I have five incredibly creative, eccentric, and psychotic groups active since 1970s in Japan. Deja Katala, Tosuzen Danbo, Abladako, Natural Forest, and Space Strikings. It's a golden list of all Japan indie madness. Actually, in this part, at least half of the bands were recommended either by my old friends or some favorite musicians of mine, so thank you guys. I couldn't find all this awesome stuff just by myself.And I'm definitely not crazy enough to get this out of print Metal Force album, so thank you, bro. Now you're listening to Tango by Chakadala. If you know them already, then you know how outrageous their early live performances were like. That's the pure punk spirit. Still, they make good and lovely music. And right after Tango, you'll be listening to Hena Permanent by Tosuzen Danbo and Yamabiko by Abla Dako.
Come on.
have Sakamuki songs by Metro Fars and Kaiki Suspense Kumodoku by Space Trickings. The album cover of Sakamuki songs is an illustration by Otomo Kazuhiro. He's the creator of the well-known anime epic, Akira. I think Otomo also appears in Metro Fars' music video as well. Since they're friends, I'm not surprised. As for Space Trickings, Kaiki Suspense Kumo Otoko is the second track from their awesome debut album called Hachikoi. Hachikoi means first love, and this album was actually produced by Kike Nao, I'm not surprised, and it's not an album, it's pure madness. And when I see their promotional video, I was like, shock man, they all look like otakus. Well, handsome people don't make good music in this side of the world. What about the other side? I don't wanna know.
shopping, not a fancy dress. Saddled up a pony for a bunch of cheese. Brushed teeth as old as old as the seas. Looking for a guy with a smile on his face. First place, second place, out of the race. Gave me a little sweater and a size. Cowboy, Taiwan, Chinese rum. Taking out your wisdom teeth one by one. Cold black teeth, dead black numb. Moving up and down like a big black eye.
I have noise. Well, my attitude towards noise is that since it's noise, so let's have great sense of humor. Be emotional, but be playful. Don't get so used to the words and concepts you already have in your head, especially when it comes to noise. And all these crazy noisemakers know this so well. To them, noise is parody, parody is noise. And remember, you can always make noise with your distortion pedal. So now I give you Highland Distortion. that was Taiwan Distortion and Nijunin Shigen 22 Dimension by Omoide Hatoba, a super duo featuring Yamamoto Seiichi of Boredoms and Tsuyama Atsushi, the crazy bass player of Asimata Temple. Next, I have tracks by these two unique and non-typical Japanese projects. One is Nakahara Masaya's Hairstylistics, and the track is called Impression of Nasty Dread. And another is Wish You Were Here by Masahiko Ono's noise project, Somania. Nakahara of Hairstylistics is also a writer and music critic. He's a very fun guy, making fun of noise, making fun of reggae, making fun of sampling, and making fun of your good old soul. He has another noise project called Violent Onsen Geisha. It reminds me of this B-movie called Onsen Mimizu Geisha, starring Ike Leiko. Leiko also sings in the theme song, I think. Somania is a harsh noise guitar master. He makes all these weird, deformed, modified electric guitars to make noise. He's also the illustrator of some of Masuna's album covers. Well, Wish You Were Here is definitely my favorite song by Pink Floyd. not Noise Noise. It's a theme song of the movie Kuruizaki Santa Roto, Crazy Thunder Road, directed by Sogo Ishii in 1980s. And the song is called Denko Sekka ni Gin no Kuzu by famous singer actor Izumiya Shigeru. Well, I'm not sure if my pronunciation was right, and I must say my Japanese is only good for reading short song titles, and maybe good for reading ingredients written on the packages of Japanese junk food and cup noodles, huh? That's when you know you're colonized by a foreign culture. Punk rock, junk food, and cup noodles. I think Izumiya was also the art director of several Sogo Ishii's early film works. Film director Sogo Ishii deals specifically with the blending of punk and noise in his early works from late 70s to early 80s, known as the punk years. In Crazy Thunder Road, you hear and see noise everywhere, from the pumping sounds of motorcycle engines to motorcycle gangs' rude and shouting voice. Everything and everywhere, noise. And the gunfight scene is actually very stylish. He's comparing and connecting the Bosozoku culture to military violence. Noise, brilliant noise. Then, in his short film Asia Strikes Back, which is my favorite Sogo Ishii film, the filming style has reached profound maturity. It talks about his intense body modification and mind training of an underground troop consisting of telepaths and young kung fu geniuses. They all proclaim to go to a battle that never existed in a world that was never destroyed, because there was never a world to history, and because the destruction they see doesn't end, doesn't have a beginning. Everything they know is documentaries of images and messages transmitted and embedded by their own so-called superpowers. The soundtrack of Asia Strikes Back is actually a live performance of Sogo's noise experimental project called Bacillus Army. This guy knows punk, this guy knows noise, and he has redefined them both in the 80s in Japan. And he's a film director. I'm so proud to say that my favorite noise and punk records are Sogo Ishii's early films, and also maybe the first chapter of the book A Thousand Plateaus. So, punk. Be playful. Now you're listening to the opening theme song of one of Sogo's famous punk film called Bakuretsu Toshi, First City. We'll be right back. need to explain much, just random picks of some of my favorite Japanese hardcore punk stuff. I have Gizem, Gastank, and Keiji. So please enjoy. I hope you like today's segment. And I'm Pin, Pin Hai from Taiwan. It's a crazy episode. And Asia will strike back again. Let's hope.
That was Miss Pin with her Pinhead from Asia segment, playing a bunch of stuff, turning us on, myself included. That's why I said us, because, yeah, what a great opportunity to hear about music going on somewhere west of Pedro, but east of, what would that be, Tom? Why don't you make some more fucking noise? East of Warsaw? Warszawa? What would you call the region?
China? I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Asia, Tom.
Oh.
China's part
Asia.
Of that. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, there's a big area.
Taiwan,
east of the,
Japan,
the
Thailand.
Dark side of the Balkans.
Okay. Okay, so east of Balkans, but west of Pedro. Anyway, Miss Pim, thank you so much for your segment. I want to thank the Tomodachi Brothers in Light for being excellent, most happening guests, and also letting us play with them here in the Northwest. Now, wrapping up our West Coast little tiny tour. We're going to go ahead from Medford here. We didn't play here. We just conked. And do Portland. And then tomorrow, Seattle. And then the next morning, 6 a.m., is a flight for me to New York City to go prac with the Stooges for this Hall of Fame thing on Monday. And I should be back in my Pedro town Tuesday. It's kind of sad for me because I'm foisting the boat schlep. Tom and Raul's got schlep 1,100 miles due south from Seattle to get the boat back to Pedro. And that's about 20 hours worth.
If you don't eat or sleep.
Oh, you can part it out, you know, 20 hours plus on top of it. Bathhouse visits.
Yeah.
Right. No, no. No. We want you clean.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a clean show.
Yeah. What's the longest you've gone, Tom, without a bath or a shower?
This tour?
No, not this one.
Ever?
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly say.
I know maybe, I did maybe, at least a week.
Maybe a couple, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks? You've gone that long? I know I've done 1 weekers.
I've gone pretty long.
Was it Sawa?
I've been fortunate. I've been blessed with the flowery essence.
The blossom rock?
I've been blessed. What can I say?
Well, yes. Yeah. And we, riding with you in the boat, have also been blessed.
Yes. I've had all who are with me. A little bit peels off.
No, but this rice is that you're doing the tail ride, and yeah. I just have to go. They want me there to do some pride. We got to get ready for this tour. Okay, we're going to gather and bail in a matter of moments. I think we're going to have, both Portland and Seattle are going to be very, very rainy, but it is very cool to do a Watt for Pedro show with those cats. It's March 10th, 2010 edition, but actually it's the morning of the 11th. Ha ha, a little cheap. But I was tired. I had to go. So next week we'll do a show. Damn, we gotta have. Well, we'll talk about it later. Everybody, check out Light. New music coming from them soon. You can hear some of their stuff at myspace.com/lightband, LiteBand. And it's been Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.